Sorry about the voice again, man. The sinus stuff. It could be worse. You could be out on the ocean, on the Viking Sky off Norway. This cruise ship video is insane. If you haven't seen it, we'll send it to you. The keyword, of course, is
ship.
Yeah. And when you look at it and you think, am I ever going to go on a cruise ship again?
Not today.
No, you're not. Here's just some of the audio. That stuff's
sliding back and forth.
It's time to abdicate the area.
Is that a crew member saying that?
Yes.
Okay. It's time to abdicate the area. It's time to leave.
Yeah.
But there's nowhere to go. They had to be, you know, taken off by helicopter and stuff. It's a crazy story. If you want to see the video again, we'll send it to you. The keyword is ship. But it brought up this question in the studio. We were talking about it. Something you would do once and you're never going to do again. There is no way that 95%, 98, 99, all of those people are ever going to go back on a cruise ship.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's the one guy. Well, it can happen again, right?
Well, I understand. And you're probably going to get a free cruise out of it. I mean, you know, they're going to offer you something really significant, I would assume.
I would never go back on it. Keep your free cruise.
248-398-9279. Something you have done once and you went, nope, I'm never doing that again. You were telling me you've been parasailing once. Why?
Parasailing when I was in Florida. We were just on vacation. Me and my brother saw everybody doing it, thought it would be cool to go up and try.
Now, how old are you at the time?
It's about 8 years old, I think.
Okay, so you're about eight. Okay.
Yeah. And we got up there, and I was a little small for the harness, I would say, or they didn't tighten it enough on me, because as soon as we got lifted up into the air, I just started sliding through it. And I was to the point where my brother had to basically grab the back of my pants and hold on to me.
Not today.
So, scared.
Yeah, I don't know that we'd even as a radio bit have you face your fears after that. That's horrifying.
Right.
Did you really think at some point you were just going to fall?
I was scared. And where you hold on are the clips that attach you to the parachute. So it's like if you just one little clip, you're off of it anyway. So I was nervous about that and then sweating because I'm falling through the holes. I thought I was going down.
We went to one of those carnivals one time and they have the Buccaneer pirate ship that swings back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my wife and I got on there. We didn't realize that it went all the way over to the top. So I'm not a huge roller coaster kind of thrill ride guy anyway. And then you're on this thing and it hangs when you get up to the top.
Well, the worst part about that is it starts out very slow. It's just a nice family ride at the start of it.
It's not it's a lie. It's a big old arc amusement park lie is all that is. But we were thinking about this with this cruise ship. I'm telling you, man, you're on board and this is going on. Again, you want to see it? We'll send it to you, the video. Text us 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
ship.
Crazy stuff from on board there.
It's a movie. The evacuation and everything. That's a scene from a movie.
It was called The Poseidon Adventure. Are you aware of that? Do you know that movie?
No, I don't. Is that about? Hey.
You don't know The Poseidon Adventure?
No.
Resident Young Guy. Another movie for him to watch.